Yeah, what sort of games did you play? Did you have marbles?
Yes, I think
cricket.
Well, we used to make some of our own toys. We'd get into the woodwork shop at the school, and we used to make these guns.
Laser guns.
Yeah, they're fire elastic bands.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, or you put a like a slingshot elastic on it, and you tuck it into the trigger part, and you could fire stones. Yes. I mean, they're quite lethal.
Can you still make these?
Yes, I made some for my grandsons, actually.
Would you like to make some for us?
Yes, I tell you what, I will.
Good.
I'll make you one.
Or anything else that you can think of.
I'll make you one, and I'll show you exactly, but I'll load it with an elastic band.
Yes.
Because we don't have access to the old rubber tyre. We used to make the Shanghais, that was the catapults.
Yes.
We used to make those. And another thing we used to make, and this would be another interesting one to put in your display, was what we used to call a bowying. You know, I don't know why it was called a bowying, but it was a cotton reel. And again, you got the elastic that you had on the Shanghai or the catapult, and you put it on both sides, come down, and it had a leather part where you captured whatever you're going to fire. And in this case, it was a wooden meat skewer. So that used to go down through the eye of the cotton reel. The elastic was tied tightly to the cotton reel, come down in a loop.
Yeah.
And you pull this thing back and let it go.
Ooh.
Now, these were deadly.
We used to fire, what did you fire them at?
Well, we used to fire them over, you know, the War Memorial? We used to fire them from one side right over to the other side.
Over the top of the building?
Over the top of the building.
Oh, gosh.
They were deadly weapons, I tell you.
Yeah.
We used to make darts out of the old nibs of pens. Like these nibs you break off the centre part, and there'd be two little sub-nibs on the side.
Yeah.
You crack the back of it somewhere and put a paper in the back of it as a bone or something. You could throw those a short distance and you could throw them at each other. I remember in the dormitory, some bloke would sort of stand some distance away or sit on the back of his bed and you have a go try and give him the backside of one of these darts. You hit him in the eye with it.
And another weapon they had or a toy they had was a pea shooter. And you used to hollow out a little bit of bamboo or something that you'd get your hands on. And you know the privet bushes, all the little blackberries?
Yes.
We used to
fire those.
Yeah,
and the other thing used to make out of the spitballs and a bit of a pinion.
They made these little miniature catapults out of wire and elastic bands as well. You know, just bent piece of wire in. And used to fire little bent bits of wire.
It seems as though we must definitely have some of these things in the exhibition.
Yeah, well, I'll make a few for you.
Good. Because it sounds like it really bring back memories.
A paper mache cannon at one stage with a plastic band. I thought the paper mache was a barrel.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that one.
Yeah. Oh, just a one-off effort. You tend to gravitate towards it. I remember these Elazzi guns. You were talking about running conversions to fire rocks. Two to Toronto Park Zoo, firing rocks into the mouths of a crocodile. Because there's one near the fence there, and you could fire through the mesh.
I've actually got one. I made actually four of those for my grandsons.
Did you?
Yeah, so they could fire elastic bands, but not rocks or anything. So you just get strong elastic bands, and they'd fire from here to the cup over there. And you could knock the cup over, so it'd line up these soft cups and let them fire at them, with these.
Like we used to play games with bottle tops.
Yeah.
I remember you used to stack bottle tops in your elbow.
Yeah, bottle tops.
And then catch them.
Yeah, that was the cigarette packs used to fold them up so they were flat and they used to flick them.
Against the wall?
Yeah, and you'd stand them up against the wall and you'd flick them and
when they got closest,
collected them,
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was another.
Thinking of these. This game you play with bottle tops because you didn't get much salt.
Yeah. What do they call it? That's jacks.
Well, jacks are those bone things.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned jacks today. So the real ones that came out of the leg of lamb.
This game you play with bottle tops. I remember. And then meeting Burnside and Angus Days, I remember passing and it must have been a parking lot. There was a Coke machine. Mm. And the bottle tops were ankle deep around.
John wanted to get out.
To me, it was like an early nearly concept of inflation. These bottle tops are worth nothing. Whereas in Burnside, I would have collected them. But that's just the contrast. The circumstances we're in from one world to another.
And when did you get to use all these toys that you made? On Saturday afternoons?
When we went through the different phases and fads that kids go through, you know, probably Saturday afternoon.
That was about the only time it sounds
or after like. School in the summertime, you know, after tea you had a bit of a period there where you could play around with. The kid, we used to play a lot of football, you know, kids used, because there was enough kids to play, make up two teams and play those sort of games.
About cricket?
Didn't cricket and football cricket, in the different seasons, those. Yeah.
Yes.
They were the two main games, so...
Remember, and this is found up the end here, which is the child moments that I have. There used to be an old steam engine type thing for kids to ride in, but didn't have pedals, so someone had to push. I remember that. That was a long time now, of course, but that sort of thing.
You had, we used to make with bows and arrows, you know.
No.
We used to nick off down the bush. Yeah, they had to confiscate those sort of things. But I mean, the other things, probably the matrons and masters weren't aware that we had these other cottonwheel things.
Smaller.
You concealed those, you know.
You'd have to find some old fashioned cottonwheels.
Kids used to make kites, make their own kites, you know, brown paper and. Sticks and things, and they used to fly quite well, you know.
Yes, obviously they're all very inventive.
Yeah, you used to make your own fun, didn't you? You
get satisfaction from small things. You don't have to go down to Toys R Us and spend $1,000.
That's another thing, talking about entertainment, that I remember from the homes was, not so much in the war home, but in the 12 to 16 age group, we used to gather around the wireless and listen to the serials. Superman and Biggles.
Yeah, we used to listen to that.
Used to use your imagination, you know, and you lived it, you know.
Yeah,
this was of an evening before we went to bed. After tea, you're all in your pyjamas and that, ready to go to bed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Superman
matron
and Biggles.
And that you
the matron and master, So that was good. I remember that.
What about school holidays? The matrons was hated school holidays.
Yeah, I guess it was, we didn't do a great deal. Played football, cricket. Yeah, well, it was more time to play.
Every day was like Saturday.
Yeah, more time to play, sit down, read comics, draw.
Yeah, and maybe that's when we had our one or two excursions.
Yeah, we used to have little. After these movie nights, we used to relive the movies after each movie night, you know. Tarzan movie, or there was a war movie, you know, there'd be two groups, we'd have battles.
Yeah.
And we used to throw stones at each other and have bits of corrugated iron to protect ourselves, you know. Oh, there's a few split heads. Up the hospital with some excuse how he got his head split other than a rock.